In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, there is a profound logic to the timing of this feast day, the Feast of the Blessed Trinity. We have focused on the Son and on the Father on Ascension Thursday, then on the Divine Spirit at Pentecost, and then today on the Triune God, the Sunday of the Blessed Trinity. The Feast of the Blessed Trinity celebrates the constant profession of belief and the most fundamental truth of faith, but also the most mysterious of all dogmas. God the Father created us, God the Son redeemed us, God the Holy Ghost sanctifies us in Holy Church. When God reveals His identity, it's a total mystery. He says, I am. There is one divine being, God is one, and there are three divine persons. The mystery of the Blessed Trinity is mysterious. God in one what and three whos? All of that sounds very abstract. It could be a real nightmare for the priest who has to preach on Trinity Sunday. And the other priests who are in the confessional does not have to preach today to preach, and they could feel very lucky. The first human being to learn of the Holy Trinity was the Blessed Virgin Mary, to whom it was revealed through the voice of the Archangel Gabriel, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The baby will be the Son of the Most High. He will be the Son of God. Each person of the Blessed Trinity is God. And there is only one God. And each of them is distinct from the others. If we really want to go deeper in this very mysterious mystery, inside the mystery of the Blessed Trinity, we need to listen to the teaching of Saint Paul, telling us that God the Father is Abba. Abba means Father. Abba means Dad. We are His children through adoption, Saint Paul says. The Apostle Saint Paul uses the word adoption on purpose, because in the Roman Empire, adoption was a very strong reality. When a man adopted a child, he has absolute claim on the child. But it was absolutely impossible for the father to unclaim the child. Adoption was a reality. He could never unclaim the child he decided to adopt. Abba means father. It's very different than Allah. Allah means master. Abba means dad. The mystery of Christianity is that God reveals Himself as Dad. He is Abba, not Allah. God wants to adopt us totally, that He makes us new creatures. God wants to be, He doesn't plan to be like, you know, someone adopting a nice dog or a cat, and the pet becomes His property. The way God the Father exercises His fatherhood is totally different. It's not saying, from now I call you my child and everything is fine. For the Heavenly Father, we are not mere creatures that He possesses. With baptism that His Son Jesus makes possible, we are a new creation. and we share in the life of God Himself, the life of the Blessed Trinity. With the sacrament of baptism, we are temples of the Holy Ghost, and when this Divine Spirit works, the Father and the Son work too. When the Divine Spirit dwells in us, the Father and the Son dwell in us too. The life of the Trinity lives in us. That is why it makes no sense that Trinity Sunday should be a nightmare for the preacher. If we connect with this truth that we are not mere creatures because we share the life of the Blessed Trinity, we understand that this mystery of the Blessed Trinity is very close to us. The three persons of the Blessed Trinity dwell all together inside each one of us, and that is a gift we get because we are baptized. And we express this gift even daily with our body language. We do the sign of the cross several times per day, and we mention the three persons of the Blessed Trinity. It's a part of our life. It's not so abstract. Today, we celebrate Father's Day. I know that many fathers are here, and also grandfathers. And, of course, they are very busy with their jobs. And they often say these words: I want to spend time with my children. They never say, I waste my time when I am with my children. They never say that. They say, I want to spend time and even more time with my kids. And sometimes it's a dilemma because there is also professional life and time is short. But it is a constant desire, constant need for fathers. And this need of their soul is a signature, like a seal that God put and placed in their heart. The need, the necessity, the desire to spend time with the kids. Because this is the very nature of the Heavenly Father. He really desires to spend time with us, His kids. It is why you, fathers, you are so focused on that. It's not because He is like you. It's because you have a likeness with Him. The Father of Heaven want that too, because He is a dad. He is a father, Abba. He has claimed through adoption you and I. He has even changed the relationship with the sacrament of baptism established by His Son Jesus Christ, which makes us adopted and beloved children of God. This is a mystery which we celebrate not only today, Holy Trinity Sunday, but every day in our life when we say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.